for the Sample PLF Indies Urgent Care. Today's date is 07-19-2025. Dictation is from Miss Catherine Lowney spells L-O-W-N-E-Y. Kathleen spells K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Date of birth is 01-07-1964. This is a 61-year-old with left ear pain, period. Patient said this has been going on for a very long time. She said she is experiencing increasing pain in the last 4 days or so. She described pain as sharp, says pain radiates down to her lower and upper jaw onto her forehead, period. She says it's worse in the morning when she wakes up. Pierce neck comma. Patient indicated that she had seen a dentist/orthodontist for TMJ, and she has been wearing a mouth guard at night for the past year or so, and thinks that the mouth guard may now be worn down, period. She says pain is approximately 8/10, located on the left ear region. Next paragraph. Review system. Patient reports jaw, neck pain. She reports a swelling and redness on the left inner surface of her gums. She said it feels like she bit her inner cheek and is now infected. Next line. Patient denies neck pain, denies stiff neck, denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, denies increased temperature, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 135/80. Pulse 99. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.2. Period. Next paragraph. Oral. On the lower gingiva on the left is diffuse edema and erythema. Tenderness to palpation. There's no fluctuance. There is a linear laceration on the inner surface of her cheek with migrating erythema. That's tender to palpation, period. Next paragraph, TMJ. She has full range of motion of a TMJ with moderate discomfort on extension. There is a clicking sensation whenever a patient opens her mouth and closes it, period. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion or rigidity, no meningeal signs, pre-nest paragraph for respiratory. A good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, pre-nest paragraph, cardiac. Regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, pre-nest paragraph. Abdomen non-distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. She bears weight well with no ontologic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2/10, normal motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is vertigo. Number 2 is TMJ syndrome. Please go back to review of systems. Patient reports occasional dizziness whenever she stands. Says she has a history of vertigo and symptoms are similar, period. Next, back to assessment and plan. Next assessment is gingivitis. Next assessment is left ear pain. Next assessment is TMJ syndrome, period. Next paragraph. In clinic today, patient received the following: Rosefin, 1 gram IM, dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM. She was observed in clinic for an additional 20 minutes or so, then reevaluated. She reports improvements. She was sent home with the following: gabapentin, 100 milligrams, 1 PO TID, 30 days, number 90. Next medication, clindamycin, 300 milligrams, 1 PO TID, for 10 days, number 30. Next medication, meclizine, 25 milligrams, 1 PO QPM, for 30 days, number 30. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. That she has not strongly encouraged to come back to the clinic if worse. Go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. That she has none. End of dictation.